You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Cops find Bernardo Pantaleon dead in an Arizona park. He's been shot several times, stripped naked, and mutilated with a knife. Soon after, Pantaleon's family gets Instagram messages and photos of the body. Cops uncover social media messages between four men discussing a plan to rob and kill Pantaleon because he made romantic advances on one of the suspects.
Nancy, we're now learning that one of the suspects, Leonardo Santiago, is connected to another LGBTQ man's murder. Santiago met with Osvaldo Castillo for a sexual encounter, then robbed Castillo and shot him. Santiago took a Snapchat video of the murder and later admitted to police that he shot Castillo. The four suspects admitted to Pantaleon's murder, one claiming he was not present but knew about the plan and that it had been carried out. All four defendants are suspected members of the Northside 15th Avenue street gang.
Leonardo Santiago, Manuel Calderon, Jose Rodriguez, and Christopher Ibarra all facing conspiracy and first-degree murder charges. Hate crime charges pending. As a South Carolina family installs a new washer and dryer, their dog Spike sniffs out trouble. Curious about the hole in the wall for the dryer vent, Spike sticks his head through and can't get out. The family calls 911, and in hilarious photos shared by Sumter PD, the hound dog's head peeks out of the home's siding. Firefighters make short work of widening the vent so Spike can get his head back inside. Authorities say Spike's doing fine and probably looking to see, quote, what else he can get into. Now that's what I call a hot dog. Okay, sorry. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Authorities in Michigan announcing that a stranger accused of breaking into the home of a Detroit synagogue leader has now been charged with her murder. This nearly 2 months after the woman's body was discovered outside with several stab wounds. Here's Sydney Sumner of Crime Online.
28-year-old Detroit resident Michael Jackson Bolano stands accused of homicide, home invasion, and lying to police. He filed a not guilty plea during his 36th district court hearing, and he was subsequently sent back to jail without posting bond. Prosecutor Kim Worthy now says that there is not a single shred of evidence linking Samantha Wall's death to anti-Semitism or any other hate crime. Jackson Bolanos' attorney, Brian Brown, has promised to vigorously defend his client. Hours after returning from a wedding, 40-year-old Wall was discovered dead outside her home east of downtown Detroit on October 21st. It is believed by investigators that she was assaulted inside of her residence. The murder quickly sparked rumors that it could have been a form of revenge related to the Israel-Hamas conflict. Even prior to Jackson Bolanos' arrest, the notion was consistently refuted by the authorities. A person of interest was reportedly detained by police over the weekend. In November, another person who was under arrest was set free. According to Police Chief James White, when detectives were attempting to investigate local larcenies, Jackson Bolanos, quote, came on our radar a few weeks ago.
Wall was the Isaac Agree Downtown Synagogue's president. She had previously worked for Democratic U.S. Representative Elisa Slotkin and on the election campaign of State Attorney General Dana Nessel. A Minnesota man found guilty of kidnapping and shooting a man in St. Paul may still be going to prison, even if he is cleared of killing three people in a shooting in 2022. Our friends with the St. Paul Pioneer Press are reporting that after around 4 hours of deliberation, the jury found Antonio Wright guilty. The 42-year-old Wright of Minneapolis will be sentenced January 29th. Police discovered the 37-year-old victim on a home's front porch September 2, 2022, suffering from 4 gunshot wounds. Prosecutors contend that Wright shot the victim because he was afraid the man would talk to authorities after hearing Wright mention a killing that took place in 2017. Brian Dorsey, a Central Missouri man convicted of killing his cousin and her husband in 2006, has now been scheduled for execution in April by the Missouri Supreme Court. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
The execution is set to take place in the Bonterra State Prison on April 9th at 6 p.m. Brian Dorsey was found guilty of the December 23, 2006 deaths of his cousin Sarah Bonnie and her husband Ben at their residence close to New Bloomfield. Dorsey had contacted Sarah Bonney earlier that day, according to the prosecution, asking for a loan of money to pay two heroin dealers who had stopped by his apartment in Jefferson City. That evening, Dorsey visited the Bonneys' home. Prosecutors allege that after the couple went to bed, Dorsey killed them both with a shotgun he took from their garage and then sexually assaulted Sarah Bonney's body. The following day, Sarah Bonney's parents discovered the couple's bodies. The Bonney's 4-year-old daughter escaped injury.
Dorsey's execution will now be Missouri's first for 2024. The state had 4 of 24 executions carried out in the United States during all of 2023.
Thanks, John. Danielle Autebre Imbo casually dating Richard Patron Jr. after separating from her husband. While Danielle's taught sons with dad, Jose Imbo, the new couple spends the evening with friends at Abilene's Bar in Philadelphia. Richard and Danielle last seen walking to Richard's truck around 11:45 p.m., reportedly with plans to spend the night at Danielle's New Jersey home. The couple never seen again. There's been no activity on either of their bank accounts or cell phones, and Richard's 2001 Dodge pickup has never been located. Family says Danielle would never leave her son, and Richard was sharing custody of his teen daughter. Danielle Autebre Imbo and Richard Patron Jr. now missing 19 years. If you have info on the couple, please contact Burlington County Prosecutors, 609-265-5035. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.